Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And now Darren Farrell is back with more sport.
I am indeed. Good morning, Joan. It's hard to believe we're over halfway through the Euros. Just two more rounds to go, two more nights of action in the first round of the group stages of the European Championships. And then the focus will turn to the knockout rounds at the weekend. Last night, Spain made it three wins from three when their second string side beat Albania 1-0 in Group B. And the defending champions, Italy, survived. But only just, they scored in the 8th minute of injury time to draw with Croatia 1-1, and that result sees them go through and Croatia go home. Tonight, the spotlight is on Group C. England looking to top their group with a win against Slovenia. Denmark meets Serbia in the other game. Both Slovenia and Denmark, 2 points behind England. They're on 2 points themselves. England are in a pretty decent position, but their performances have only been only okay. And this has been, I guess, drawn much criticism back home in their home country, criticism from former players, pundits and fans alike. Their manager, Gareth Southgate, offered this response when questioned about it in his pre-match press conference.
The great thing about being in this job for a long time is I've managed to realise how to manage myself in the best way. So a few years ago, I would have read things, I would have listened to things. Yeah, it would have saddened me and it would have taken energy from me. I have to cut myself off from it. I can't put myself in that position because you lose focus and you lose what's important. So it gives me great perspective. It allows me to be, hopefully as I appear now with the team, they can see that in actual fact we're composed in what we're trying to do. We never duck where we are as a team. I don't think anybody would have ever heard me say anything about any of our performances that was inaccurate or overly glossy. And we're determined to progress.
That is Gareth Southgate. The game is live on RTÉ2 this evening and our match commentator, Dara Maloney, joins me now from Germany. Dara, you've got to see them twice already in the flesh. Some of this criticism, is it deserved or a bit over the top?
Do you know what? The truth is probably somewhere in the middle, Darren. Like, they have been underwhelming. They take the lead in matches and then lose control and nobody seems to know why. The Trent experiment, I think that's going to end. Trent Alexander-Arnold playing in midfield alongside Declan Rice. They're talking about Conor Gallagher coming in tonight, so that might give them a little bit more control in the middle of the park. But, you know, Harry Kane kind of dropping very deep, getting in Declan Rice's way, and we've seen these heat maps of, you know, his average position and stuff like that. And it sort of seems very confused. The issue, and I suppose maybe something that might take the pressure off tonight, or maybe it might make it worse, it is England after all, but they've already qualified for the last 16 after the Spain win over Albania last night. So the issue for them is, okay, they want to win the group. Everybody wants to win the group. If you finish second in the group, you end up playing Germany. So I don't think they're ready for that at this stage. Like, he's making I think one change to the team. He'll keep with the system. But, you know, when you consider the players that they've left at home, Rashford, Grealish, Maddison, even Jordan Henderson, like, you know, the more England have played in the competition, the better those players are and the better the options that they would have brought to the team look for them, certainly Grealish and Maddison. But, you know, look, that's the squad he's picked. He can't change it now. Luke Shaw, I don't think, will come back in tonight. I don't think he's ready. But they have to play, like, Trippier out of position on the left-hand side with Kyle Walker on the other side. So, you know, that's a big issue. And Shaw hasn't played a match since February. So it's a big risk putting him in.
Absolutely. Do you expect him to get the job done tonight?
Yeah, I do, to be honest. Let's see. Slovenia are a good team. They're, I suppose, Šeško is the big striker, the 6'4" striker who has been linked with Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United, that sort of thing. He's only 21, though. They're comparing him to Haaland, which might be a bit over the top as well. Jan Oblak of Atletico is a really good goalkeeper. So, you know, they're going to sit and defend. It's like it's traditional 4-4-2, and they'll do this low block thing. They'll do this low block thing. So, you know, they will just kind of sit there. And we've seen in the competition when teams sit back against England, they haven't been very good at picking them apart. So, you know, listen, there'll be huge focus on them. There's massive pressure, even though they have qualified for the last 16. It's just about the placing tonight. If they draw, that brings Denmark into the mix and all of that sort of thing. So, look, I do think they'll get it done. It may not be pretty, but, you know, the whole thing could turn around for England. If they play well, a good performance, if the Gallagher experiment works alongside Rice in the middle of the field and Kane gets scoring and stuff, stuff like that. So, you know, I think they will get it done tonight.
Yeah, just to finish up and briefly, Dara, if you don't mind, who's impressed you so far in Germany in terms of the countries you've seen?
Okay, well, look, I suppose who I've seen, like I've watched Portugal and Spain on the TV, and I've been really impressed with both of them. Spain, as you said, with the B team out last night. Portugal, the Ronaldo thing, and you know, the squad depth that they have is amazing. France haven't been playing well, but they have great players. And again, there's the contrast with England. There isn't a huge national crisis in France because they're not playing well. Germany, I thought, were great against Scotland on the opening night, but not so good now. So, look, we will see. Where the real stuff starts at the weekend.
Doesn't it just? Dara Maloney, good luck tonight. Looking forward to that game live on RTÉ2 television and also on The Player. Down's Oisin Savage has been ruled out of the Thaltsin Cup final against Laois in just under 3 weeks' time with a broken jaw. He suffered that injury on Sunday in their victory against Sligo. He'll have surgery today. The Irish Sevens team know what's ahead of them in terms of the Olympics. The draws were made and the men face New Zealand, South Africa and Japan. The women will take on Australia, Great Britain and South Africa in the pool stages. So two very, very tough draws. That is your sport for now. Sports updates throughout the day on the RTÉ Sport website.